But as we start to get closer to Christmas, Mike, you know, we're starting to think about the Christmas Day brunch or the lunch or the barbecue or the dinner, and, you know, people do tend to start getting a bit overwhelmed.
Yeah, it can be a stressful day, and you know, it comes because of a series of factors. You know, not a lot of people cook for that, for a large group of people often, so that can be quite daunting. You've got your family around, and they're all sitting there watching you while you cook, and that can be quite daunting. You've got in-laws, you've got people that are coming that are not often, you know, coming to your house, you know, say like the father-in-law and the stepbrothers and all of the rest of the extended family. Plus also you've got, you know, different dietary requirements now, so you've got to match all of those. So, you know, even I get stressful, you know. Cooking for family can be stressful. And so I thought today I will just talk a little bit about what you can do to make that day a little bit better, what you can do to make it a little bit less stressful, and hopefully make it a day that's enjoyable. Because, you know, I think Christmas Day is a little bit like a wedding. It's just one of those days that you really want to get it right.
Absolutely. And expectations are high. Well, they're not so high on me. Everyone's very aware of my cooking ability in our house. So, it's sort of, you know, that helps. Low expectations help. So talk us through some of these tips to plan for the big day.
Okay. So tip for the big day, the wedding day. Oh, wedding day. It's Christmas Day. I think probably the first thing is keep it simple. You know, try not to overcomplicate things. Keep all the food within your own boundaries. You know, yes, you can stretch a little bit for, you know, a sweet that you haven't done often, but probably more often than not, we try things on that day where we really shouldn't. So keep it to keep the recipes to things that you know. Write a menu. That's probably more important than anything else. Write a menu, and then from that menu, you can then write a prep list, and from that prep list, you can then write a shopping list. Try and choose one protein. You know, Christmas Day comes into one of those sort of days where it's like, you know, we feel that we have to put everything on for everyone. So rather than trying to suit every single protein to everyone, like beef, ham, chicken, fish, sausages, turkeys, try and choose one protein and make sure that that protein is, you know, spend a little bit of money on it if you can. You know, a good slab of like Green Meadows Scotch fillet is amazing, or even like a whole side of salmon. You know, it's expensive. But you're only buying that one thing. So make that one thing great and take ownership of it. Go, right, you're coming to my place for Christmas lunch today. This is what we're having. Start shopping now. You know, it's only 4 weeks away. Things like asparagus is super cheap at the moment. Get asparagus, cut the stems off the bottom, put them into water, put them in the fridge. They will last 4 weeks, piece of cake. Strawberries, you can get 5 punnets of strawberries at the moment for $10 up in Kumu. So, you know, go and get your strawberries, freeze them down, and then on the day or the day before, defrost them and make a sauce out of it, or a coolie or something like that that you can put over your pavlova. Seafood is really expensive, so, you know, instead of, you know, if you are going to have seafood as one of the courses, you could try and kind of have it as a starter first, so you've only got a smaller amount, or you go prawns. Prawns are great. There's nothing wrong with prawns, and the great thing about prawns is, you know, they're all frozen, and so you just pull out what you need, and the rest just stays in the freezer for later. You can always ask the rest of the family to bring a plate. Why not?
Absolutely.
They can share the load.
Absolutely.
Bring them along.
Accept help. And actually, it's quite fun if you all kind of come up with a bit of a menu together.
Absolutely. Why not? And kind of divvy it out, right? You want to do the starters, you do desserts, you do the nibbles, you do the main, you do the salads. And then when it actually comes to the salads, you know, we don't necessarily all have to be about the meat. You know, think about the salads. The salads can be a real important part of the day. You know, you can have lentils, you can have roasted carrots and pumpkin salads and eggs, and there's lots of like native potatoes out at the moment, and you simply just need to boil them and put a little bit of smoked salt or something like that over them, and they're an incredible addition. So it doesn't have to all be about the meat.
No,
the vegetables are just as important.
You're right, the salads are very important, because that's what we're going to eat on Boxing Day the next day. And of course, the other thing we all have to remember, the most important thing is, if you're going somewhere and someone has cooked you a Christmas meal and all you've had to do is turn up with your token box of roses, chocolates, you get what you get and you don't get upset. No rude comments. Appreciate all this effort someone's gone for you.